cheese. Never thought I'd say please. Girl,
you got to be.
Got to my soul.
You got to be.
You got control.
You got to be.
You got to me. You got to be mine.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Former President Donald Trump is okay after multiple shots were fired shortly after he began speaking at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania. In a message on his Truth Social site, Trump said, "I was shot with a bullet that pierced the upper part of my right ear." This witness was frustrated that police didn't listen to him when he told them a man was on the roof of a nearby building with a rifle.
"We could clearly see him with a rifle. Absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey man, there's guy on the roof with a rifle." And the police were like, "Huh, what?" You know, like they didn't know what was going on.
Secret Service sniper shot and killed the man who had an AR-style rifle. An attendee was also killed. President Biden spoke to the nation shortly after the shooting.
"But the bottom line is that the Trump rally was a rally that he should have been able to be conducted peacefully without any problem. But the idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. And everybody must condemn it. Everybody."
The president spoke to the former president and is now returning to the White House early. The former president's campaign says he will go to Milwaukee on Monday for the Republican National Convention.
"I'm Matt Piper in Milwaukee, where we have learned that there is currently planning underway to expand the perimeter of the Republican National Convention to create a larger buffer zone around the events here. Already there were several blocks that were closed off 2 days before this event was supposed to happen on Monday. Now they are apparently going to try and even make this buffer zone even wider. We're talking about tractor trailers that are coming in and blocking streets. There's a lot of metal barricades. There's a lot of fencing. And they're apparently going to try and put even more up."
The flamboyant fitness guru Richard Simmons has died.
Richard Simmons weighed 268 pounds when he graduated from high school. By his mid-20s, he'd lost almost half that weight through exercise and dieting.
Let's sweat!
Wanting to help others, Simmons set up a gym. His energetic and flamboyant personality earned him video and book deals, frequent radio and TV appearances, and his own syndicated TV shows.
"Decided to be the Pied Piper of health."
Steve Kathan, CBS News.
Simmons was 76 years old, and we've learned that sex therapist Dr. Ruth Westheimer has died. She was 96 years old. She died Friday at her home in New York City, surrounded by her family. Again, former President Donald Trump is okay after multiple shots were fired today at a rally in Butler, Pennsylvania.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, we have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880. So if you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, call now. Find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-948-5880 to speak with a live person now.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center. May not be available in all states.
A popular British artist has finally released her debut album.
Singer-songwriter Britt's debut album, Vertigo, is out, and she's calling it a milestone she's always wanted to get to. The 23-year-old's full name is Sarah Faith Griffiths, and she's on a roll. Less than 2 years after releasing her first single, she won the Brit Award for Rising Star.
Then she opened for Coldplay and then for Taylor Swift. She says this moment feels like a career beginning, and the album evokes emotions brought on by mega events like growing up and dealing with heartache. She says the inspiration for the project came from dealing with a spiral staircase in one of the houses where she wrote the album. Allison Keys, CBS News.
And the top story of the hour, former President Donald Trump has been released from the hospital in Butler, Pennsylvania after an assassination attempt. He says he was shot in the right ear. Secret Service sniper shot and killed the shooter. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few showers and thunderstorms tonight, warm and muggy with a low in the low 70s, and some of those storms could be strong. Same thing for tomorrow, scattered storms, possibly strong, otherwise partly sunny, warm and muggy, high near 90, heat advisory, heat index 95 plus. It's 69 degrees right now.
A winter's day in a deep and dark December. I am alone, gazing from my window to the streets below on a freshly fallen silent shroud of snow. Friendship causes pain. It's laughter and it's loving I disdain. I am a rock. I am an island. Don't talk of love. Feelings that I've died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. I am a rock. I am an island. I have my books and my poetry to protect me. In my room, I touch no one and no one touches me. I am a rock. I am an island.
And a rock feels no pain, and an island never cries. Baby,
back to Reef Point Marina. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Yeah. and the land is dark, and the moon is the only light we'll see. No, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid. Just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Oh, stand by me. Stand by me. If the sky that we look upon should tumble and fall, or the mountain should crumble to the sea, I won't cry, I won't cry, no, I won't shed a tear, just as long as you stand by me.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511wi.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511wi.gov. That's 511wi.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Are you and your family weather ready?
I'm Terry Barr.
Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
You may have heard the word derecho as a part of the weather lately, but what do you know about it? Derecho is a Spanish word meaning direct or straight ahead. It's why you may hear straight-line winds blamed for damage from a derecho. A downburst, which is an area of strong, damaging winds, causes a derecho, and the Weather Service does not issue warnings for these. They're just standard severe thunderstorm warnings. So this means you'll want to be weather-ready during any severe storm. If you're outside, camping, hiking, boating, find a shelter. Otherwise, lie flat, face down, on low ground. Most derechos happen in July, and Wisconsin typically has one or two per year. But experts say climate change will only help increase these numbers. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
WRJN.
Billy Ray was a preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When
together and we started talking. Passing Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was. No matter how hard I try, when he started sweet talking to me, he'd come and tell me everything is alright. He'd kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. He was.
something sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Bowman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
Baby does the hanky panky. baby does the hanky panky.
Know me, I love you. Oh, my darling,
not three times
on the ceiling if you want me.
Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hall.
You ain't gonna show. If you look out your window tonight, pulling the string with the note that's attached to my heart, read how many times I saw you, how in my silence I adored you, and only in my dreams did that wall between us come apart. On the ceiling
if you want me. Twice on the pipe
if the answer is no. Oh, my sweetness means you
meet me in the hallway.
Whoa, twice on the pipe means you ain't gonna show. Answer is no.
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
WRJN.
You never close your eyes anymore when I kiss your lips. And there's no tenderness like before in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling.
Oh, that
anything rash. Dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel.
J-N.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Yeah.
Said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
when
back.
You see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong.
Believe all your lies.
boyfriend's back, he's gonna save my reputation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.